It's a great journey that we were on, and I want to tell you something you don't know. I want to do it quickly. This is what I learned. You are a good, kind, decent, honorable, patient, peaceful congregation. We had a goal of $1.4 million, right? The reveal today is, because of your goodness, your kindness, your straightforwardness, your integrity, our commitments today top out at $1.691 million. Now, don't clap, because it's not time for that yet. I'm missing $9,000. Okay? So I'm just telling you, there's some folks that God's been kind of talking to. I don't know who they are. Don't want to know who they are. But I will tell you this. If you can get me to 1.699, I'll bump in the other 1,000 and get us to 1.7, okay? So I don't care who you are. I do care who you are, but think about it. It's only an additional $333 a year for one family to just ooch their pledge up. Ooch it just a little to one more $1,000, and we're going to hit the 1.7 million. I can't sit down without telling you one more time, Philippians 4, 8, and 9. I don't care if you never know my name. You say, that's the Philippians 4, 8, and 9 guy. Everything that we need to know about Christians and how we conduct our business is in Philippians 4, 8, and 9. It's on page 955. Philippians 4, 8, and 9. That doesn't mean you don't address negative things that happen in your congregation or negative people, that sort of thing. But it means you do it with the spirit of love and compassion and hope and praiseworthiness. Just an example. I don't like your attitude. That's a bad phrase. Terrible phrase. What's another way of using that? You know, I'd like for you to look at it a different way. You see the difference? And what Paul is telling us in Philippians 4, 8, and 9 is stop using negative phrases. It gets you nowhere. Believe in the positive. Believe in the praiseworthiness of our Father. Believe in the praiseworthiness of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus Christ. Believe in those things and He will deliver you. And look what happened. Look what happened. How many of you believe that we would raise $300,000 more than we set the goal out for? One hand won't go up. Mine did, because I focused on Philippians 4, 8, and 9. And I wouldn't have done it without that man sitting right there. This is a leader. This is a man who is the embodiment of Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Speak it out loud with me. Philippians what? 4, 8, 9. I just stole your thunder because they're going to read it now. Thank you.